had some sacks nullified by penalties. Have you ever had one nullified by a timeout?
No, but it's all good. I mean, like, listen, I at the end of the day, sacks are just a stat. I'd love to have it, but it's not the end of the world. We just won, you know, 34-7, so it's a lot of fun for me. So,
how much does it kind of pump up the unit when you're getting pressure from not just one or two guys, but it seems like everyone?
It's awesome. We got a great rotation. We got you know, good depth. So, you know, on the D-line, 1 through 8 can make plays, and you know, that does a lot for everybody. I mean, it speeds up the clock. Quarterbacks are thinking about the rush. Certainly, I hope we're contributing and pulling our weight.
How about Derek's performance? It seems like he's starting to figure things out.
I thought he had things figured out early in the year. So, you know, he went out and had 2 sacks last week. So everybody says, oh, now he's a different player. He's been winning rushes all year. So, again, it goes back to the sacks thing. I mean, that kid's been playing really well all year. I'm glad it's coming to fruition for him statistically, and, like, so people on the outside can see what a good player he is and what he's going to be. So I'm excited for him.
Does this team feel like they're handling success the right way? I mean, you've been there. Like you said, a lot of these guys have not.
I've only been there one year before this, so... This is, you know, it's never old to me to be on a winning team. And like I said, we got a lot of young guys that might not have been in this situation before. We got some guys that, you know, have never been 7-1. So we're never going to get, you know, complacent because it's exciting for us. It's a new thing. It's not like we've been doing this for 10 years and we're just accustomed to this. It's exciting every week.